Good morning and welcome back to the Lion's Den podcast with your host, Alex Duenas. And today I got a good one. I mean, they're all good. But dude, honestly, I want to talk to you guys about setting yourself as a priority, okay? Setting yourself on top. And what do I mean by that? As I look at my life and how I've been able to get myself to where I'm at today, and with my physique and my company, and I'm not saying it's a fucking super successful company, but you know, and it's at least I run my business, you know, still in business. And so I made me a priority. I made myself a priority. I made what is important to me a priority. I see a lot of people making everything else a priority. Their friends, their families, their work. And it kind of sounds like, isn't that what you should do? You should make them all a priority. Let me put it this way, okay? If I was a fat trainer and I said, no, I want to help people. I want to help people. I know what people need to do. You need to eat like this. You need to do like this. People would look at me like, motherfucker, you're fat. Like, why am I even going to listen to you? Like, how much can you really help me if you're overweight? I don't want to look like you, but you're telling me you know what I should be doing. And that's kind of how I look at it when you're constantly trying to help everybody else. You're putting everybody else's needs, your work's needs in front of yours. You're putting your friends' needs in front of yours. You're putting your family's needs in front of yours. You're not even where you want to be physically, mentally, and you want to help everybody out. And when you have the time to work on yourself, work on your stuff, educate yourself, read a book, work out, cook your meals, you spend it on going out to drinks. You smoke weed. You go out to eat with your friends at places that you shouldn't be going out to eat. And like, again, there's a time and place for everything, but when is it enough? When are you gonna be like, all right, I need to really put myself first? And everyone's like, I need to work on myself. And they continue to do the same thing over and over again. Because it's easy to say I need to work on myself as it is to change your habits and start doing the things that need. Because working on yourself entails that you start working out more, that you start restricting your food more, that you start putting Netflix and things down and educating yourself. Because we can all admit to this, like, the smarter you are, the better you are. You know, the more you learn, the more you earn, you know? And it's coming from me. I read a lot of books. I used to read a lot of books. I read one book now, and I read it for a very long time. You see what I'm saying? I work out. I say no to a lot of things. And so I know right now, if you felt like, oh, man, no, I need to start putting myself first, motherfucker, do it. Because your life will get better if you do. Now, what is the hardest part about that? Okay, I'm going to help you overcome this. The hardest part about that isn't putting yourself first. The hardest part about that is saying no to everything that you used to say yes to. Okay? Because understand this. When you say yes to your friends, your families, your job, you're saying no to you. You're saying no to your needs. You're saying no to all the level up that you need. And so when you decide to work on yourself and make yourself a priority, that means your needs come before anybody else's needs, okay? So that means saying no to your friends when they say, let's go out and get some drinks. That means saying no to your friends, oh, let's go get something to eat. That means saying no when your family is like, hey, we need your help with this. You're like, no, I need to do this. That's saying no to your job. It's like, hey, we need you to do this. And it's like, oh, I already did my time and things like that. You guys aren't really paying me more money, you know? So it's a lot about saying no. And then on the other side, you're saying yes to, yes, I'm going to work out. Yes, I'm going to cook my meals. It's saying no to DoorDash. It's saying no to just eating certain things that aren't going to fucking benefit you. I went to Publix yesterday. And when I tell you, I walked in there because I'm like, yo, I need to get some waters. And I'm like on a, I wouldn't say heavy cut, but I'm like fucking restricting my calories, man. I'm dialed in. I'm restricting my food intentionally. I walk in there. The first thing I see to my right are M&M cookies. I'm like, bro, get out of here. I looked at those and I salivated for a minute. I was like, you motherfuckers. It was a buy one, get one free. And you don't understand. I am a kid at heart. Like, when it comes to cookies, I love milk and cookies. I will devour an entire box of cookies. All right? I loved it. And I looked at them. I'm like, no, motherfucker, fuck that shit. Go get your water and let's go. Because it's a bigger reason. The better I am, the more shredded I am. It's not just for me. Like, you understand, I don't get shredded to look good for girls. I'm not out here, like, I don't want to say posting thirst traps, but I'm not out here like, oh man, I'm gonna get so many girls. I'm past that. Like, you have to understand, I'm 16 years of working out. I've been in great shape for a very long time now. I do it because I'm like, no, I want to prove to people, I can show people that even though I'm in this great of shape, I still restrict myself. I still stick to my diet. I still choose purpose over pleasure. And so understanding, like, and I was lifting today and I'm like, man, like, I put myself first, and in turn, I get to help a lot of people because I put myself first and I made myself a priority and I worked on myself mentally, physically, emotionally. When I meet someone and we speak and they're like, wow, like, thank you so much. I'm like, yeah, I helped you out, right? Like, yeah, like you helped me, whether it be working out mentally, emotionally, I somehow, some way made their life better. It's like, how did you get like this? Motherfucker, I spent a lot of time and invested a lot of time into myself. I've drank twice this year. I haven't gone out. I said no to all my friends. I've said no to my family. I've just gotten better so I can help more people. Okay, be fucking selfish. Now I'm at a point in my life where I'm being selfless, right? I'm being selfless. You know, I'll take my time in the morning. I'll wake up at 3. That's why I wake up at 3. Wake up at 3, get my prayer done, get my prayer around 3:40 to like 4:15, journal, go get a workout in, get my first meal in. And the rest of the day, I'm just making content, trying to help you guys out, trying to spread positivity, trying to spread knowledge, trying to train people, get people on board with the program. Like, now it's about everybody else. Now it's not about me. I finished taking care of Alex in the morning. I put that time. So if you need help working on yourself, I'd say start waking up early. Make the time, make the morning time your time to work on yourself. Make the morning time to wake up. Your wake up time is your gratitude. Then read something positive. I would say Jesus Calling. I'm going to tell you what I do. I'm not going to say, oh, read a really positive book. I read Jesus Calling, which leads me to the Bible. From there, get your workout in. And then come back and get a meal. And if you need some more structure, just come to me. And I can help you out. You can go to my Instagram and hit me up on Instagram. I'll be more than happy to help you out, write you up a program, get you focusing on yourself. You know, go knock out your workout. If you don't know what to do with your workouts, come to me. And so the minute you start making yourself more valuable, the minute you start making yourself a priority, the minute you start making yourself an asset, not just a liability, everything else in your life gets better because you get better. Your life will only get better at the level of how great you are. If you're not that good, your life is not gonna be that good. But if you're great, your life will be great. All right, love y'all. Thank you so much. Have a great day.